Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we're in part two, session two, with grandson Aiden Case, who is wearing his Wisconsin shirt still.
Proudly.
Headed off.
A week later.
He said he's going to drive up to Wisconsin.
He really likes that shirt.
His next chapter of sophomore year there, and it was a great story, as our audience knows that we've talked about him, you know, going to Baylor. He was there as a freshman, and then through the year, he was led to go now to transfer to Wisconsin, which is just a milestone coming up. And when he gets there, now he's going to have to process and say, okay, Father, well, how do you want me to live this out? But, you know, part of the reason is that he met a girl at high school, Kaylee, in Valor. She's the one that's this softball. She's on the varsity softball team at Wisconsin. A great player, great heart. So Aiden, first of all, tell us even how you guys really kind of started going together, because they've been at the same high school almost the whole, and it wasn't until the last semester as a senior that they actually even noticed each other. So talk about that piece of it, and then we'll talk about how that developed into where God led you.
Yeah, well, first of all, that's not the second semester of senior year is not quite the typical time to start a relationship. So major leaps of faith, kind of what I talked about in the last episode of hearing God's whisper, quieting yourself down, making sure you're in prayer about decisions. That was a part of this major process. So I met her at the very beginning of senior year. We were in Bible class together, a senior Bible class, which is the way we do it at Valor. It's a very deep conversation-based class. Usually, you know, for 3 years of Valor, they kind of put you through, you know, scripture curriculum and heritage curriculum, and that's kind of how they do it. And then senior year, it really is kind of a big take back from that standpoint, and you're really talking about your faith. You're in conversation about it. Some call it an easy A, some call it a very really deep class. I think it's a little bit of both, which is great. It's totally fine. But I met her in senior Bible class. We had a conversation on the very first day of school. We were, you know, told to pair up with somebody we had never met before, which by senior year, everyone had met each other. But I had moved sophomore year, so I was still a little behind maybe. And so I paired up with her, and just the way God worked it out, she had already committed to Wisconsin. She was like ready to go. She was like extremely put together. And I noticed that. I noticed these things. I really enjoyed talking to her. I thought she was just really put together, driven for the Lord. She was in certain situations at that point that I think she was just trying to get out of, you know, relationally and whatnot. And I was sort of in the same boat, but I just enjoyed talking to her, and we had a great time, and I was like, this is someone that I really feel like I would be great friends with this year because of how articulate she is. Like, it's one of my favorite things about her, just how articulate she talks and how she discerns herself and carries herself. It's really beautiful to me. So, I met her then. We kind of connected just throughout the rest of the year. Not really. Eventually, it was winter break. I had my brother here, and he said, hey, you know, there's like a line dancing place in Denver. And I had never been. I am not a late night person. it's 6:30 our time. I'm doing a podcast. Like, I'm a morning guy. I'm not a night guy. My brother comes home. He's like, hey, let's go. And I was like, absolutely not. That sounds horrible to me.
That's awesome.
Do not want to do that. I felt an urge from the Lord to go for some reason. And I was just like, okay, I'm hearing this whisper again. I feel like we need to go. So I go into his room right here, and I'm like, hey, do you want to go? He's like, well, we'd be like a couple hours late because it's already like 8 or 9 at that point. And I was like, I feel like we should go. I just feel like we should go. Sure. Okay. So I go, eventually ended up seeing her there, which was interesting. And we ended up, I don't think I stepped on that dance floor the whole night. We just talked.
Oh, that's great.
We just went and talked. And I remember getting in the car on the way home and being like, oh, no. Like, oh, no. Anyway, we had been in conversation then for months at that point, just about, you know, our values. Our first date was like 6 hours long. And
it.
The restaurant, they had kicked us out at that point. it was hilarious. So we had just been in a lot of conversation over a period of time, right, from January to March, mm-hmm. about what is it that, you know, what is it that you want? What is it that I want? Can we come together and pray together? And is there any way at all that this works out, or is this just completely ridiculous?
Yeah. I'm going to pause you right there for just a second and just remind the audience, this is a senior in high school. You were probably 17 at this point. And so the beauty of the fact that there are two young people, I always talk about this generation coming up. I'm telling you, God's doing something with you guys. But the beauty of the fact that at that age, you were learning that depth of relationship, that what you're describing is based on this mutual conversation and mutual love for God and literally putting him at the center of your relationship as a 17-year-old. I just think that has to be highlighted, but go ahead. I love it. I absolutely love it.
And it's something a really great experience I had at Baylor was just, that was really common with people at Baylor, mm-hmm. actually. And I really appreciated that. I really enjoyed seeing that. So that was one of the really great takeaways from Baylor, mm-hmm. as a whole. Anyway, we were just in prayer together about, you know, what is it that we do here? Because I'm a little confused. You're probably a little confused. You've mm-hmm. been committed for a year and I feel like I should go to Baylor. I'm not going to just completely change that around on a snap like that, because that's not the right decision. It's not where God's calling me. So yeah, eventually we just decided, we were like, this feels far too rare. And far too, God had just done so many things and it through signs and wonders, through dreams, and he bring people to me that just reflected his heart and actually had really good feelings about her as well. And that was encouraging to me. And so we ended up just, hey, all right, let's go for it. Let me support you however I can. Let's be in prayer together about, you know, what we're doing here. And we ended up just starting that growth journey together. And now we're here.
Yeah. So. When you were... So you went to Baylor, she went to Wisconsin. You did have wisdom that God showed you about being at two different locations. What did you guys both see? You know what? Okay, for this, particularly this first semester, how did you keep your relationship strong? Because God gave you some important things that you need to be together, et cetera. How did you come to those decisions?
Yeah, there were, in long distance, obviously, there were just certain things that we would do to connect better, whether that was just, you know, talking about, whether it was just Bible studies, FaceTime together, or just making sure that we're connecting the best we can possibly on the digital side of things. Every trip I took to Wisconsin was strategic, I will say that. And I felt the Lord saying, be observant. Be extremely observant to what you're about to see, what I'm about to show you. A lot of these trips that you're about to take are not just fun fever dreams.
That's fascinating.
Reconnecting. I was like, that's one of the biggest things. I remember I called him about it in the fall semester and he, you were able to walk me through. Say, okay, listen, like clearly the Lord is showing you something here. Be observant to what you see up there. Be observant to what kind of a place it is for you. For you.
Mm-hmm.
Jump ahead. Do not go too fast.
Exactly.
But look around, be observant. All too often we jump extremely far ahead. And I said, okay, sure. So how do I do that? And again, more prayer, more communication with the Lord, more quieting down. Madison, I get to Madison. Madison's a very loud place. Mm-hmm. Madison is it's a secular place too. The switch I'm making is from like the Bible Belt of Waco, which I have has really great components and some poor components to it, to an extremely secular spot, a secular college town. How do we go about honoring the Lord in that type of place? So that's kind of my next step. But anyway, yeah, just an amazing journey hearing from the Lord, trying to be strategic about what I hear. Not selective, though.
Right.
That's extremely important. So that was a huge thing. Most definitely huge.
Yeah. So as he's going through that semester and they were developing their relationship deeper, you know, there were conversation of And I wonder if God wants me to go to Wisconsin. She's already there and she's committed because of her scholarship, and she's playing ball. So, you know, are you supposed to go? And as we prayed about that, sort of that through, it was really, I said, forget that question. Why don't you just say, God, are you and Kaylee supposed to be together, and you need to be together in the same place? And he prayed about that, and God said, yes, that's what I want. So, okay, well then apply. Applying and getting transferred is not an easy thing,
right?
Because he's not, interesting enough, Wisconsin primarily takes in-state people. So it was told to us and to him, and I had some conversation with professors there that, yeah, don't just assume you can get accepted. But if you want us to be together, you know, how is that going to work? How did you then apply, and how did you ultimately, you know, where God confirmed all that?
Yeah, well, there's the logistical process of it, which just figures itself out as long as you're obedient and diligent, I would say. And it was the biggest faith journey of my life. And I learned patience. Historically, our family is not super patient, but learned patience, how to really dig into the Lord when I'm really unsure. There were too many nights I stayed up way too late just stat checking and looking at like Reddit, like kids who are posting about like, here's my stats, I didn't get in. Here's my stats, I did get in. And running myself into a wall. And I found myself in a horrible position because I was making horrible decisions. And my mental health at Baylor, my friendships at that point are suffering because I am trying to trust myself and trying to trust all these other people instead of what the Lord said to me. And that was one of the most, like, it was a gut wrenching, like, come to Jesus moment in February that I had, that I was like, man, like, I am not, my faith is not where I say it is. Like, this is a different ball game that I'm trying to play, and I'm trying to play for myself and not just listen. So really, you know, taking it back and making decisions to delete things and delete apps that you're spending too much time on. Stop stat checking. Stop running yourself rampant. And this is this guy's reaction the whole time. He's like, you're going to be fine. I'm like, no, I'm not. There are kids from Yale getting rejected. There are kids from Ivy schools not getting waitlisted, but getting denied. And he's sitting there smiling the whole time. And I'm like, how could you do this? Like,
he's going, yeah, really, and you're looking really at the natural. Cool. God's already done it in the supernatural.
And then as he was, you know, working through that, remember we talk about, you know, faith comes from the Father or from Christ, and I'll finish it. So he stayed with it. Talk about the airplane thing that he's Father, you know, help me confirm, is this really where you want me to be? And so tell him what happened with an airplane scenario that God said, yes, here's the answer. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's, I think March 7th, we're mid-semester, haven't heard from Wisconsin yet. They release, mid-March usually. So I'm getting anxious, trying not to, but you know, that's just the way it goes. I'm out to dinner with, just a bunch of friends. It was, one of my friend's birthdays, and we went to celebrate her, and it was just great times. Had gone out, and you know, mid-March, everyone's kind of on ice. It's everyone's kind of like, you know, trying to ask me questions, dancing around like the transfer process, but I'm very upfront. I didn't want to beat around it at all. Like, I made sure everyone knew, like, prior to that. I was like, listen, like, here's what the Lord's telling me, here's what I'm considering, like, love you guys dearly. I'm just, you know, let's be in fellowship together and work this out. So we had kind of talked about it. We were kind of talking about it that night. Kaylee was playing in South Carolina that weekend for softball. And I was, you know, just in Waco. She was flying to Dallas, actually, as a connection flight to go up to Madison.
Oh, wow.
Because they don't have it, which is kind of a weird connection. But I was like, oh, cool. You'll be in Texas. See you there. Like, just kidding. I won't. But eventually I had gotten a Life 360 notification that she had landed at ACT, which is Waco Airport's area code. And I was like, that's really weird. Like, something's wrong. So I check it and I'm like, she's in Waco. And that's extremely, extremely weird. So I call her. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, you're never going to believe this. We got rerouted to Waco. We were supposed to go to Dallas. And I'll tell you, Kathy, no one flies into Waco at all. It's usually
I remember it.
Exactly that. Yeah, because you know, you've been. No one flies into Waco. No one gets rerouted to Waco. There were two planes the entire night that got rerouted to Waco. One had a medical emergency on board, so they had to land in Waco. Mm. And one was Kaylee's because of some storms in Dallas. No other planes had gotten rerouted except for those two. And that, oh my gosh. So I went to the runway and I got to like see her plane, and it was just like a little God wink moment for us.
Right.
I was like, wow, like this is the Lord watching over us. Like this, no, this doesn't happen. Like there's no way this should happen.
I can supernaturally bring you two together is what he's saying in that moment.
Exactly that. And at that moment, I remember I was standing at the fence of Waco Airport because they didn't deplane, so I couldn't go in the terminal or anything. And I could literally see her and her team and whatnot through her window. And I just remember crying a lot, honestly, because I was just so taken aback by what God had done. And all of the worry and all of the anxiety and all of the just the fear flooded out. And I never felt it again about getting into Wisconsin again. Because I knew, I was like, God, like, okay, this is God's reminder to me that God has me and that I need to actually trust that because I'm
right.
not. And I'm actively choosing to trust myself. And that is why the quality of life at this point is completely degrading.
Mm.
And so I never worried about it at that point forward. And it was just one of the most supernatural experiences I'd ever had. Literally a week later from that day, I get the email and for some reason, they took me. For some reason. And he was the first guy I called. He was at the Nuggets game.
Yeah, I was at the Nuggets game.
I love it.
Guess what? And so we had just rejoiced.
And he already knew, I'm sure. He was pretty. He was like, yeah,
he was
that
faithful.
Doesn't surprise me.
It just highlights that God is a God of confirmation, as well as, he doesn't play games with us, but it's step by step. So we have to walk that out and we have to see that. And that's something that is very prevalent in everyone of all age group situations. So
yeah,
step by step and confirmation.
I love that. I love also though that he could have very well still let you get in and not given you that moment the week before. Right.
Yeah.
But instead he gave you that moment to take you a step further in your faith. And to give you this rock of remembrance of I'm putting an exclamation point on this. And I want you to see the difference. You had one little week there between the months of depending on yourself and worry and anxiety and all of this. And then this week of when you see me rightly and trust what I say, this is what it can look like. And he let you have that week in the liminal space to grow your faith.
I love rock of remembrance. I love that.
Yeah.
From the Israel, they picked up the stones crossing the river. Yeah.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That's exactly what he gave you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as we talk about God's will, these are momentous milestones, and he did it. He got transferred him there. Interesting enough, all it means is the adventure begins. So it's not like, okay, great. I'll take it from here. It's actually go the other direction is not when you, as you now go there, he'll be there in a week or so. Okay, Father, how would you want me to play this out? And how they're going to develop their relationship and his classes and the friendships and worship. And he's a drummer and would love to be part of a worship band. And so there's all kinds of cool stuff. So we'll have him back, Kathy, to do an update of, okay, what happened?
I love it. Love it.
And it's always a joy, and I'm so, Linda and I are just so thrilled that we get to be part of Aiden's life and experience him, just be together, enjoy life together, and then see how God, he hears and follows God. And it's kind of fun, to be part of that. So Aiden,
absolutely.
Just so proud of you and thank you so much. So Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the heart that Aiden has, what you've been teaching him this last year, ready for this new adventure, because you did bring him together supernaturally. And there's something that you have in mind. And so we just pray that he'll enjoy his place there. It's going to be different, that he'll continue to walk with you and experience you, the fullness of you and the joy of walking with you, and that we continue to be part of that. And so we praise you. We thank you. And just pray a blessing over he and Kaylee and their next semester coming up in Wisconsin. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for your questions, Kathy. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It's always good to hear from you. Always good. I love your anecdotes. So
Well, been great. We love having you on here. You express your faith so beautifully and so authentically. So thanks for sharing with us. And listeners, if you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. I hope today encouraged your heart and spoke to each of you about something. If you're sitting in that liminal space waiting for God to do something he promised, I think Aiden just described the beauty of that so well. So thanks a lot. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.